If you look at the influences behind that bill, I mean, it's pretty easy to see, pharma and kind of big law enforcement behind that bill. Also, when you read that bill, literally in the first two paragraphs, the thing starts with criminal penalties for doctors who misprescribe. But then past that, you've got a very limited set of medical conditions. And again, we're trying to do something very progressive, but it's also somewhat restrictive, right? We're trying to change the game here from these permissive, where if you're on a list of medical conditions, there's no physician oversight or physician, diagnosis associated with that. It's a checkbox. So what we've said in Oklahoma is we don't agree with that. We think it should be on a physician's recommendation. We're just giving the physician another tool in his toolkit. But that will end up being more restrictive. Everybody thinks that's going to be more permissive, and that's far from the case. But anyway, Dr. Yin has a very limited set of medical conditions, in his bill. Interestingly, if you're a business person wanting to start a business, with medical marijuana, one of the things that he has in his bill is the Oklahoma Health Commissioner has the right at any time to pull every single medical marijuana license around the state. So that's a little scary. I don't know that I think I would be investing much, in an Oklahoma business based on those conditions.
So it's not just restrictive to our health, it would be restrictive to business here in Oklahoma.
Oh yeah, and again, no one really thinks about this. It's just sort of an up or down on medical marijuana. But when we wrote SQ788, you have to do things, right? So you have to regulate it, and you really have to serve kind of three masters, if you will, in a law. So you have to basically serve the patient community, and I think we did a pretty good job in SQ788 of laying out things there. And you have to serve a business community because, again, you have to establish some kind of commerce here where there's medical marijuana available to people and, how you regulate all that. So you have to establish a business climate. And then you have to put regulation at some government entity, and we chose the Oklahoma State Department of Health, which now looks like a mistake, but, in 2014, that looked like a good idea. But you have to basically serve those three masters in your law. So Dr. Yin, in his, bill, again, has chosen to, not serve the business community very well at all. You have to have a pharmacy license. You have to grow in your pharmacy. That's going to be regulated by pharmacy laws. That sounds a little pharma, to me. So that's not very good. His whole patient rights part, again, it's very restrictive. You have to have these, what, four or five, medical conditions. So that's no good. And then how he's placing it in government under the auspices of the Bureau of Narcotics, and we're calling this a medical marijuana program. So yeah, it's horrible in my mind, but.
And I do want to talk about that also, the ailments that you can't it can't be treated for, say, post-traumatic stress disorder, anxiety, or depression. What are your thoughts on that?
Oh, Michael, I'll give you an even better one. So, I won't even talk about Oklahoma. I'll talk about Arizona. So Arizona went this medical condition route, like Dr. Yin is proposing. And again, Dr. Yin, I saw a comment he made, yesterday about, oh, well, we can open it up for more medical conditions. Yeah, really? So let me just tell you a little quick Arizona story. So Arizona does not have Parkinson's, and they have conditions, so if you have the conditions, you're going to get your medical card. And in Arizona, it's literally that easy. No physician, oversight at all. It's checkboxes. But anyway, they don't have Parkinson's on their list of medical conditions. So a group lobbied the state and said, we really need Parkinson's on here. I mean, there's these studies. And not only that, the U.S. government, no joke, has a patent on medical marijuana for cannabis treatment. So they cited that. Guess what happened? Arizona said, nah, we're not going to put Parkinson's on there. So we do not want to create that situation ever in Oklahoma. And again, the research has just begun on medical marijuana. It's bizarre, right? It's very difficult to research. You have to go through, it's federally illegal. You have to go through all these processes. So as those barriers lift, there will be more and more research. But again, what I do in my normal daily life is I'm an endocannabinoid researcher. We have a company around researching the endocannabinoid system. We're working with the University of Mississippi, and we're using plants to manipulate it. So very common, simple plants. But anyway, it's turning out that this system, the endocannabinoid system, is really your master regulatory system. So if you can influence this system, you can create wonderful, you know, medical benefit. So we're just beginning to tear the, you know, turn the pages really on medical cannabis and what its benefits are. So why restrict those benefits? That's stupidity. That's ignorance.
The title is off the bill, so it could be changed many times before it actually gets to the governor's desks. Are you working to try and fix this bill, or would you just rather not even worry about it at all?
Well, you know, we've all sort of probably had to brush up on civics. I certainly have as a result of this. But, you know, Senator Yen's bill doesn't have a House sponsor, and before something becomes a law, you know, it's got to go through a committee on both sides, and then it's got to, you know, come before a vote of the, you know, general population on both sides, so the House and the Senate. So Yen's bill got out of committee. You know, that's sort of step one of 10, but it probably doesn't have much of a chance in the House. And we're working really with actually Representative J.P. Jordan. And everyone should pay attention to, you know, what JP introduces very soon. But the problem with SQ 788, and again, this is just a procedural thing, right? If we vote in SQ 788 June 26, which we expect to do, and leave everything as is with no legislative action, what's going to happen is it's going to take a year, right? It's going to be the next legislative session before they can put, like, rulemaking and, you know, the things that the Oklahoma State Department of Health would need to be able to handle this, right? So we don't want that situation, and some people in the legislature don't want that situation either. In fact, you know, a lot of the leadership of the House doesn't want that to happen. So we're working directly with, you know, J.P. Jordan and trying to help him basically build kind of this bridge. So let's assume that SQ 788 passes. Here's how we're going to implement it quickly, and we're going to, you know, do X, Y, and Z to be able to do that. So we haven't seen that language yet, but we've certainly been, you know, trying to help him and contribute to that language, and we expect that to be a very good bill that, you know, will help and get behind and support.
So you're basically working with Representative Jordan to create a better bill to help regulate the medical marijuana.
Yeah, and what it does is, you know, and again, we'll see when it comes out, but it, you know, I trust him, but again, I haven't seen the bill yet, so I can't really speak to it, but I know the conversations that we've had, and he is trying, you know, to keep within the spirit of everything that we laid down in SQ 788. So we have some very important things that we feel like are will of the people, right? So we carried this petition across the state, and everyone signed it, and they signed up for really certain key things in the law. But one of that is, you know, a physician recommendation, right? So that's a very important thing. Another thing is, you know, home grows, is, you know, inexpensive licensing, because we really want this to be an entrepreneurial, on the business side, entrepreneurial, you know, opportunity for all Oklahomans. So we wanted to make it, you know, affordable if you're interested in getting in the business. So he's doing his best to, I think, you know, and again, I haven't seen this yet, this is what I'm assuming, but to keep within the spirit of the law, and that's what he's told us. But it needs more regulation, right? Like, for instance, we missed, when we put together the law, we missed testing. So there's no provisions in SQ 788 for testing. That's a very needed thing. So, you know, that needs to be kind of put in place before this all gets running.